This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's 12.05, coming up to 12.06 on this Wednesday, 28th of July, here in the studio. In the studio, I'm joined by...
Christine Wong.
And over there, somewhere on the ether, joining us somewhere else via the telephone is...
Arvin Yuvaraj.
Arvin Yuvaraj. You want to speak up a little bit there, Arv? How are you?
I'm good. In a kind of self-imposed isolation or self-isolating because of COVID things, pandemic things.
Oh dear. Things okay?
Yeah, things are okay. But may have been in contact with someone who tested positive. So, you know.
Stay away.
It is what it is.
Stay away, stay indoors, stay safe.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get through today's show, of course. We've got three topics to discuss. But the major topic we want to talk about today is whether or not you think you think English is still the default language for the business world. Why or why not? You can get us over on Twitter and Instagram where we're polling. At BFM Radio. And of course, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. That's our topic of discussion. But we are starting with a story about
how it may be a requirement to be vaccinated before you come into work.
Of course, and then we're going to be wrapping up with our third and final story of the day. It's about Airbnb and more short-term rentals, about how safety and hygiene could affect short-term rental market should eventually, when this pandemic eventually... decide to do one and go away eventually. Anyway, let's kick off with that story. Chris, take it away.
Yeah, so more companies are taking measures to make sure that their workers are fully vaccinated, including allowing only those who have been inoculated to enter the workplace. So PKT Logistics Chief Executive Officer Dato' Seri Michael Teo has set the 10th of August for all his 1,500 strong staff to get vaccinated or else they're not allowed into their work premises in Selangor, Pahang and Penang, stating... It is our duty to also make sure our employees are vaccinated and that they in turn make sure that their families are vaccinated. We handle logistics for food, ensuring people have access to food, and some of our staff have not stopped working despite the restrictions and lockdowns. Teo said his company has been utilizing all available vaccination programs to get employees vaccinated, as well as riding on its manufacturing clients. They're also getting all heads of department to make sure staff are vaccinated through frequent updates, which include their family's vaccination status, and those who refuse the vaccination will be interviewed by the HR department. After evaluating their reasons, those office staff will be asked to remain working from home until the movement restrictions are over, including those who are unable to take the vaccine for medical reasons as well. Teo added that for future employment with the company, vaccination may be one of the prerequisites for those who need to interact with clients or travel. Associated Chinese Chambers of Commerce and Industry of Malaysia Treasurer Kung Lin Long said that companies in the Klang Valley have been frequently updating their staff's vaccination status and that for those who are not or refuse to get vaccinated, the HR department will usually inquire further what the reason is and put it on their record. He also added that some companies have yet to decide on the deadline for their staff to get vaccinated as they prefer to observe the crowd after the 1st of August when walk-in vaccines will be open to all. For the medium term, Kung said that vaccination will be a requirement for future employment in fear of a recurrence of variant cases and to protect the current workforce, similar to the medical checkup upon employment that is being practiced now. Malaysian Employers Federation President Dr. Syed Hussein Syed Husman said most companies are educating their staff on vaccination objectives and benefits while providing them paid time off and travelling allowances to get inoculated, with some companies even turning their premises into vaccination centres to facilitate and encourage employees to get vaccinated quickly and conveniently. He said he hoped that full operations are allowed for all companies that have fully vaccinated their employees and also adhere to the SOPs, considering risk assessment and R0 rating in the area. He, however, said that employers should acknowledge that the government and the health ministry specifically have stated that vaccination is voluntary and that continuous education on the benefits and effects of vaccination should be disseminated to all employees. SME Association of Malaysia President Dato' Michael Kang said that those who are not vaccinated will eventually lose out in terms of employment as bosses will prefer vaccinated candidates to reduce infection and protect their staff. He added companies cannot force employees to be vaccinated, so employers have to be prepared to make adjustments to protect their workers and ensure a safe workplace for all levels. It is not only important to inoculate as many workers as possible, but their immediate family members must also be vaccinated too. As workers share workspaces, Malaysian Trades Union Congress President Dato' Halim Mansor advised them to follow the recommendations and get vaccinated. Under the Employment Act, he said employers have to ensure workplace safety. Meanwhile, International Trade and Industry Minister Dato' Sri Mohammad Azmin Ali expressed support, stating that non-vaccinated staff may cause a spike that would lead to operations closing down, loss of income, and workers being laid off. As much as possible, the International Trade and Industry Ministry wants to work with private employers not just to preserve existing employment, but also to create new jobs. He added that the government introduced the Public-Private Partnership COVID-19 Industry Immunization Program, also known as PICAS, because it realized that many companies need to operate but were wary of COVID-19. Mm. He said employees have no choice but to be exposed at the workplace during the movement control order because essential goods and services sectors, especially manufacturing, need to operate to minimize the disruption of supply to the rakyat. However, because the current government policy on vaccination is voluntary, there is an urgent need to speed up the process so that more economic sectors can open up. Hence, the government and private employers have all come together under PICAS to safeguard their employees by getting them all vaccinated. Separately, the Human Resources Ministry said that it was not against labour laws to have a company policy demanding all staff present in the workplace be fully vaccinated. The ministry's Labour Department Chief, Azri Abraman, said that as long as the effort was to make the workplace safer and better for employees, such rulings are permissible but must be done through the right procedure. So he said, companies that want to make it a ruling that only staff who are vaccinated can be present at the workplace should make it a company policy to ensure that this is applicable across the board among all employees. For those companies where workers are part of a union, we advise them to work with the unions with such a ruling so as to ensure a better and safer workplace for all. What is important in applying such policies in the workplace is that there must be sufficient notice and information before enforcing the ruling. On the part of the Human Resources Ministry, we welcome all efforts by employers who strive to make their workplaces better and safer for their employees.
Of, as somebody who's currently self-isolating right now, you know, let's throw this over to you. What do you think about this? You know, companies are potentially thinking about only allowing people back into the office if they have been inoculated. What do you feel about it?
I mean, on a like a long-term basis, it makes sense, right? I mean, we spoke about this briefly sometime last year where they were considering only allowing people who were fully vaccinated back into the office or they'll come back and work. And if you look at the numbers now, and if you look at the variants and the science behind the whole thing, it makes sense that it should only be allowed for people who are fully vaccinated. And this is just like a personal opinion. It's not the opinion of the station.
Yeah. Yeah. But
just, I mean, logically, that's how it should be moving forward, at least in the next 6 months or so. Because, you know, they keep saying the longer this thing hangs around, then we're going to get like different mutations, different variants. So what is the other way? What is the other option, you know?
Okay, Chris?
From purely a business continuity standpoint, the safer your workspace is, the longer you can work, the easier it is to work as well, you know? I mean, that seems to be kind of common sense to me, where if you're reducing the risk of danger and, you know, risks to health in the workplace, then you can get things moving again, which is what we're all striving towards right now.
I mean, okay, what about people who have medical issues and can't get vaccinated? Fair enough, we understand that. But what about people who choose not to be vaccinated or have, you know, religious reasons why they don't get vaccinated? How, this is a difficult and kind of touchy subject to move around, you know, because there are people like that who choose not to, or because of their faith, you know, decide or are told that they can't have the vaccination. How do they stand because of this then?
I don't know. In my personal opinion, not necessarily the opinion of the station or anything like that, I think that anything to do with something that you choose to do, as long as it doesn't hurt other people or put anyone else in harm's way or, you know, risks anyone else's health, fine. And you shouldn't be discriminated against for it. Mm. But in this case, choosing not to get vaccinated does increase the chances of someone who can't get vaccinated for any reason, you know, not only contracting the disease, but also increases the risk of them being hospitalized or being killed by the disease.
Yeah.
So that seems to me to be, it will be a choice, and it's a choice that you have to make knowing that, basically.
It's a very difficult choice, and it's not just a choice like that. It's a choice of business over people's rights, though, as well, to some people. That's what they might argue, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a really touchy thing. And I think it's very difficult for any of us to be kind of seeing that.
Yeah.
Some of us who, you know, are all about free choice, and we talk about free choice and everything, and this is something that's very, very strongly coming down. That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah.
I mean, again, not the opinion of the station, but my opinion, too.
You're free to make your own decisions, but every decision, no matter what it is, will have a consequence, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Right, let's take a short break. Let us know what you think, guys, about this. Also, A little bit later on, we'll be having that poll, of course. Do you think English is still the default language for the business world? But that's our first story, how some companies may be choosing to only allow inoculated staff to come back to work. We're going to move on. We've got some music from Blondie coming up. If you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.